Carolina Panthers owner and team founder Jerry Richardson plans to sell the team. He made the announcement yesterday, the same day more details emerged about the workplace misconduct allegations against him. WFAE's Lisa Worf has more.
Richardson made the announcement in a statement released by the team last night. It reads, quote, "I believe it is time to turn the franchise over to new ownership." It went on to say he'll put the team up for sale at the end of this season. Richardson is the team's only owner in its 23 seasons. The statement did not make any reference to a Sports Illustrated story that came out earlier in the day. The publication reported at least four ex-employees received settlements stemming from inappropriate comments and behavior by Richardson. He's accused of using sexually suggestive language directed toward multiple female employees. Sometimes after inviting them to lunch, Richardson would allegedly assist on fastening their seatbelts in the car and reach across the women to fasten the belt. Sports Illustrated reported that multiple female employees said Richardson had asked them if he could shave their legs. The publication report sources also said that Richardson once directed a racial slur at a Panther scout who's African American. That story came out as the Panthers game was starting. The team's coach Ron Rivera spoke to reporters in his regular press conference after the team's 31-24 win over the Packers. It was before Richardson made his announcement.
I told the guys I do not have a lot of information out there. I don't know what's been written and what's been said. All I know is what Mr. Richardson has been for me and has been very supportive.
Many fans leaving yesterday's game hadn't heard the details of the allegations. They knew the team had launched an internal investigation. A fan named Charles Wilson said he didn't want to pass judgment on Richardson until he hears more information.
I haven't heard anything about that. If it was, shame on him if it actually did. But I still believe that we still need to find out what actually goes on. It doesn't change my view of the organization as a whole, because I'm still a fan.
The NFL confirmed to multiple media outlets yesterday that it's taking over the team's internal investigation into alleged workplace misconduct by Richardson. As for any potential buyers, Richardson said in his statement, no inquiries will be considered until after the last game. But some people have already expressed interest. Rapper Sean Diddy Combs tweeted that he would like to buy the Panthers, and Golden State Warrior star Stephen Curry responded, "I want in." The Panthers are only tied to Charlotte through June 2019. The city of Charlotte and the Panthers reached agreement on improvements for the team stadium in 2013. The plan called for the city to contribute about $87 million for renovations to Bank of America Stadium in exchange for a six-year hard tether to keep the Panthers in Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.